I knew Merrill was lying when he said he hadn't known about the marriage before he went to Salt Lake City. He'd known. Now I understood why Barbara had been so nervous and upset before they left that morning. She must have known about the upcoming nuptials and hated the thought that her husband was marrying again. She had great power with Merrill, but not enough to stop him from pursuing his plans. Ruth was too unstable to be suspicious or register what was going on. It was customary in the FLDS to have a man's wives witness his other weddings. This was called the Law of Sarah, after Abraham's wife, who gave her slave, Hagar, to her husband after she failed to conceive. The presence of the other wives is a way of demonstrating, or pretending, that they are willing to give their husband to another woman. Merrill insisted on the phone that I come to Salt Lake City the next day. He said he'd already made arrangements for my father to drive me there. I balked and said I didn't want to go. He exploded and said I had no right to challenge him, the man who was my priesthood head. Do you want to have your way, or do you want to be in harmony with your husband? I would think you would want to do the will of the one you belong to. Falling out of favor with me is not something you want to have happen. I felt like he was tightening the chains around me. I also realized that if I didn't go to Salt Lake City, it would appear that I was angry that my husband had married another woman. One of the worst sins a woman can commit in the FLDS is to resist the will of the prophet in giving her husband another wife. Even appearing to be unhappy about the new wife could reflect badly on me. After Merrill's explosion on the phone, I didn't want anything to do with him ever again. I could not have imagined that we would have 8 children together. Not then. Merrill's daughters came home just as I was sitting down to dinner with the small children. When they heard that their father had taken a 5th wife, they were thrilled. The world had just rotated in their direction. The girls had hoped that their father would marry again. They couldn't stand being dominated by Barbara, and now her reign of terror might be over. This new marriage had the potential to tip the balance of power in their direction. All I did was get in the way of their relationship with their father. They made it clear to me that they knew their father hadn't fallen in love with me. I came from a family of no importance. They felt it was a pity that their father had had to marry such a dud. I had intruded on their lives without bringing a solution to their bondage. A widow of the late prophet was a woman of real stature. Surely she would come into the family and improve things. What delight it gave them to think of how upset Barbara would be at being replaced by a woman who was younger, prettier, and more powerful than she. My father and I made the 5-hour trip to Salt Lake City that Sunday morning. Merrill told my dad not to bring me to the hotel. We met somewhere else for lunch. When we finished eating, my father left Merrill and me alone. Merrill looked at me and told me he'd married yet another wife late on Saturday night. Merrill said he was back at the hotel when the call came from Uncle Rulon to marry Tammy, another of Uncle Roy's widows. He acted as though it had come as a bolt out of the blue. In the coming days, I'd learn the truth. Merrill had been planning to marry Tammy and Kathleen at the same time, but Tammy had balked and refused to come to Salt Lake City. He married Kathleen Saturday morning and kept the pressure on Tammy to relent. Tammy, as I would later learn, had gone to her father shortly after Uncle Roy died and demanded that she be allowed to marry an FLDS bishop who was living in Canada. Her father refused to let her think of marrying him and said there was a good man in Colorado City that she belonged to and with whom she would fulfill the work of God. Tammy was incensed. After a decade of marriage to Uncle Roy, she was now 28 and had never had sex, let alone children. If she was sealed for all eternity to the prophet, why couldn't she make a life with the man of her dreams?